The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
It was absolute madness during the draft. Madness 30 minutes before. Madness 24 hours before. Things seemed set in concrete until they were not. Briefly, here is what happened. Massively consensus number one pick 24 hours before the draft ended up going third. The guy Houston restructured their roster to draft, Paolo Banchero, ended up going number one to Orlando. The team he actually rejected working out for five times. They asked him to come in for a workout five times. And he was like, his peoples were like, no, why would we do that? You don't even care. You're taking Jabari. And they were like, but we'd really like to evaluate all three of y'all. And they were like, no, we're good. We know you're taking Jabari. Stop playing around. And then they call back and like, hey, we'd like to see Paolo. And they're like, off. We told you. You're taking Jabari. And they're like, you know, Monday of draft week, they call and they're like, hey, any chance we could just do like a Zoom workout? They're like, no, off. Wednesday before the draft, the day before the draft, they're like, hey, any chance you could just fly in on the way to Barclays? We'll get you in on draft day. On Thursday, we'll get you out. Any chance, 2-hour, 3-hour flight, whatever it is, any chance? And they're like, it's weird that you would be asking us this the day before, but still not interested. And I go in, fine. And they just decided, we're taking them anyway. Interesting stuff, very interesting. Sacramento Kings came out, whiffed again. They took Keegan Murray at number four when everybody thought that they could move down and they would move down. There was a million suitors for Jaden Ivey. And now they got a guy who's probably in a dreamland, Kyle Kuzma. In a dreamland, he turns into Kyle Kuzma. Yet they could have just drafted Kyle. They could have just taken that number four pick, traded it to the Wizards, and gotten Kyle Kuzma and probably the number 10 pick. Stupid, 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 stupid. Maybe you don't like Kyle Kuzma's decision-making, but he's a hell of a wing player and an athlete. And maybe that keeps Bradley Beal in D.C. Detroit Pistons could not have drafted Jaden Ivey faster. They were like, what? This guy's here? Yes. Excuse me? Yes. Created this complicated set of moves with Troy Weaver 24 hours ago with everyone killing the Pistons for trading Jeremy Grant for a bag of potato chips, which we talked about. And people wanted to, then, after the draft, wanted to build a statue around Troy Weaver in Detroit. That's how fast things change. At least a dozen teams were jockeying to get Jaden Ivey after Detroit picked him. Like, no. They ended up also making some moves with that 2025 first-round pick that they got from Portland in the Jeremy Grant trade that everyone said that they got nothing for to get Jalen Duren. Yes, they moved up to the 13 spot to get Jalen Duren. And somehow they screwed the Knicks over in the process. Let's discuss the Knicks. Probably the most disappointing draft night for Knicks fans. Stephen A. Smith, inconsolable. He's getting shoulder rubs from Spike Lee, like Spike Lee's name is Drake, and Stephen A.'s name is Nick Nurse on the sidelines of a finals game. They traded away their 11th pick for a bunch of future first-rounders that are protected basically for the entire first round. So you don't even get them. All right, we're going to give you 2023 first-round pick protected up until 29. Wait, what? So you mean to tell me unless I win the championship next year, unless you win the championship next year, I don't get this pick? Yeah, yeah. Also, it's a Detroit pick that doesn't convey unless they are the 19th pick or worse. Wait, so you mean to tell me Detroit has to make the playoffs next year in order for me to get this? Yes. And somehow Leon Rose neglected to do that research. It's just a few first-round picks that probably will never convey. They traded Kemba Walker. They moved Kemba Walker away, got rid of some cap space for Jalen Brunson. Player I love. A player you guys know that I like a lot. Table setter. Good point guard. Very traditionally sound. Set the table. Tough defensively. Villanova. Tough guy. But he's largely expected, like at least on draft night, was largely expected to be back in a Dallas Mavericks uniform. So there's a lot of speculation about why you do that, baby. Why you do that trade if he's going back to Dallas? Because you don't have any other options. Mark Cuban thinks he can re-sign him. Luka thinks they can re-sign him. And it's probably going to cost him in the upper 20s to get him if they can get him. And now Wendy and others are reporting that the Knicks are inching closer to making Brunson a reality in New York because of the wonderful things he does. No, that's not why. Because Rick Brunson is an assistant for the New York Knicks, his dad. Yeah, the Brunson family. So they must have a little home cooking. Yeah, it's just not a coincidence. There's another Brunson there. That's actually his daddy. But this is a big-ass but. What if they can't get Brunson? What do they do? What if Brunson's like, sorry, Dad, I love you, but you saw what happened with Patrick Baldwin Jr., right, when he went to whatever school that was. Got his dad fired in the process. His draft stock boomed, kaboomed. Can they go and get DeJounte Murray with some of the whack-ass pieces that they have and trade those away and maybe have to move some first-round picks that they got that probably won't convey to San Antonio? Mm-mm. I don't know that R.C. Buford is doing that deal. I don't know if he's like, he will suss out that those pieces and those first-round picks won't convey. He knows how it all works. This could be an unmitigated disaster. It's the Knicks. What do you expect? It's Madison Square Garden and Dolan. And I love Dolan. You guys know that. He's a good dude. Good dude, Dolan. I always say that. JD, and he's also a good guitarist, I've heard. He does a good job. Moving on, OKC found a way to make moves like only Sam Presti can. They picked Chet up at number 2. They traded up to get Ousmane Jang at 11. They didn't have to give up 12 to get Jang at 11. Took another skinny big man who can play and can pass. He's 6'11". 190 pounds, just like Chet. They should work out perfect together. They took Jalen Williams from Santa Clara at 12. Another good kid who's moved up the draft board. Then they took another Jalen Williams. Two Jalen Williams. Yes. One with the A-L, one with the A-Y-L. Yes, it's true. He played at Arkansas. The other one played at Santa Clara. It's true. Just a full-on kick-ass draft for OKC to the point where I say, are they my league pass team? I'm not sure, but it's close. SGA, Giddy, Lou Dort, Chet, Jalen Williams. A lot of them chatter that they wanted to move up to 7. Didn't end up happening. Sam Presti, still playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers, ended up trading 3 first-rounders to the Knicks, and they were the 3 least valuable first-round picks that he has out of the 19 that he has. And they still have 16 first rounders in the next 6 years. Blazers! Fam. I don't know. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. I haven't seen the kid play. No one has seen Shaedon Sharpe play in the last 12 months. Shaedon Sharpe has not played any competitive basketball in the last year. But because of the way that these rules work, he was able to declare early for college, come in the spring semester, thought about playing when his backcourt for Kentucky was all banged up. Calipari, mensch move, don't do it. You're only going to hurt yourself in your draft stock. We don't need this. They ended up getting bounced out of the first round. Calipari's high on the kid, thinks he could be a first-round pick next year, number one overall pick next year. We took Shaedon Sharpe, 7. What does that mean for a team that says that they are contending and building a contender around Dame in the immediate future, but we haven't seen him play basketball competitively in over a year? I don't know. Does that mean he could be an ex-superstar? Maybe. Am I patient with Shaedon? Absolutely. Is Dame patient with Shaedon Sharpe? I don't know. Here's the thing that's the big upside. You listen to this guy, Shaedon Sharpe, talk. He says, I think I can be the best player to ever play basketball. What do I do? Since you don't have a comp on me, you don't have a scouting report on me because I've played no competitive basketball in 12 months. Well, let me tell you what I do. Straight line drives to the rim. I play above the rim at all times. I'm long. He's 6 foot five with a 7 foot wingspan. Can shoot the three effectively. Plays very tough defense. He's skinny as hell. But if he wasn't skinny as hell, who does that remind you of? To me, Ant Edwards. To me, shades of Brandon Ingram. Can he be the next Ant Edwards? Can he be the next B.I.? We're going to have to see. In the midst of all this, like I said, KD rumors flying around. No one wants to make moves in the draft anymore because they're like, we might need the cap space for KD. What does that do? Creates more chaos. Memphis Grizzlies seem to be involved in half the draft picks in the first round, ending up with Jake LaRavia and David Roddy at the expense of DeAnthony Melton. The Wizards did everything that they could do to push Bradley Beal out of D.C. Yeah. By drafting at 10 instead of going to get a veteran point guard with that number 10 spot. Feels like this was an interesting choice given the fact that Bradley Beal said that his number one priority in terms of his free agency decision is winning. Can a rookie point guard out of Wisconsin get you to winning in your prime, Bradley Beal? Even Bradley Beal, who I know is delusional, who I know wants to make this work in his heart, knows this is not the way. If I was a betting woman, which I am, I would bet that Bradley Beal is not happy right now with Johnny Davis on this team. What does that mean for his free agency status? Possibly deuces. Possibly deuces. San Antonio Spurs continue. A lot of DC fans want him out because he's going to make $60 million. We'll have to see. San Antonio Spurs continue to march to the beat of their own drum. They do not give a fuck about what anybody thinks. That's why they took Josh Primo 20 slots higher than anybody thought. That's why they started with the Draymond clone and Jeremy Sohan. Got better with Malachi Branham at 20, who I loved. Then they ended up getting Blake Wesley at 25. All of them were way up the Spurs draft board, Branham being pegged as a mid-lottery pick at one point. Interesting, interesting stuff. I cannot wait to see how this all ends up. Do we have Matt McEwen on? Wow, what great timing. Amazing timing here. So, let's talk about it. So, first and foremost, yesterday we saw a series of unprecedented swings in the odds for who would go number one in the draft. In the span of 8 hours, Jabari Smith went from negative 10,000, which means for every dollar you bet, you get back one penny, to plus 300. To plus 300, which means for every dollar you bet, you get back $3. And then it went back down again. Eventual number one pick, Paolo Banchero, was plus 2,200, which means every dollar you get back, you get every dollar you bet, you get 22 back 10 days ago. Never seen anything like this. Benedict Mathurin, love him. Ben Mathurin, maybe going to be one of the best players in the draft. Pacers took him at number 6. Snake this. Jeremy Sohan, Spurs, very interesting pickup. I think he could become a more offensive shooting threat, but like a Draymond Green. Love Jake LaRavia in that pick. Grizzlies took him at 19. He's a dog. He fits in with what they want to do. Absolutely. Max Christie on the Lakers, number 35. Quick little story. Lakers targeted Andrew Nembhard, but he went number 31. So they were very, very happy to get Christie in this spot. Probably ranked in the 20s on many draft boards. Basically a better version of THT. Lakers also ended up getting Scottie Pippen Jr. and Shareef O'Neal. Interesting pedigree of names there. And then the Pelicans end up getting E.J. Liddell at 41. Is he going to be this Ayu Dosunmu version? Like somebody who slipped in the draft, probably should have been a number one pick or number first round pick? I'm not sure, but it could be. Who I think is sus? Keegan Murray. He's a diet wish version of Kyle Kuzma. I think he's an absolute dream if he becomes Kyle Kuzma. And I put this out there because the Kings have been atrocious in their draft history. This is a team that took Marvin Bagley at 2, Luka went 3. Took Thomas Robinson at 5, Dame went 6. Jimmer Ferdinand at 10, Clay went 11. So the Kings don't get any benefit of the doubt from me at all. When Keegan is a nice piece, that's fine. But Jaden Ivey was the guy that everybody said will make an impact now. And the Kings are going to get murdered for this pick. I also am a little suspect on Dyson Daniels, a little suspect on Usman Jang. We'll break that down more next week.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.